Welcome to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette with Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? It's Joseph Talbert Jr. here at Praise 107.9. Joined by our, can you say, illustrious co-host?
Man, that's my name's on the intro now.
I heard.
Yes,
baby. Awesome.
Indeed.
Mr. Charles Boyette.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be here as usual. Looking forward to another incredible show.
And then Miss Tiffany Pineda, world-class comedian.
Good morning, everybody.
And we have Melinda Rackley, our producer, and everything else that needs to be done.
Thank you. I didn't feel like I got... It was dry when he said my name. And Melinda Rackley, the producer.
The what? One that tells us to behave.
The person, right? Yeah, you like the mama.
Keep y'all
though.
On track. Speaking of on track, let's get to the sponsors. This segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call, 904-533-6154, or visit our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. A quick spotlight to our supporting sponsors. Are you ready to publish your book or get your message out to the world? Well, Rack House Publishing can help. Call 904-401-6742 and speak with the writing coach today. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your financial and investment needs and retirement planning. Nick is your wealth management expert. Call today, 904-269-8772. Kids in Capes, Inc., a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids safe from sexual abuse. Visit their website at www.kidsincapesinc.org. They have educational materials and more information there. Dr. Natalie Blum at Chiropractic Injury Solutions. She has a south side and a west side location. Give her a call, 904-300-3114. Or you can visit our website at www.chiropractorjax.com. Level up your business image this year with X Jose, a premier marketing experience. For business cards, websites, and more, call 904-316-7119. Or you can visit his website at www.xjose.com. Jeremy McDonald of McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage. Call 904-442-3213. If you're ready to purchase, refinance, or renovate, they are your one-stop mortgage shop. And remember, if you want to tell us anything today at the radio, and if you want to get put in the pot for some free tickets for all of the wonderful events we have coming up, give us a call, 904-831-1079.
Put in the pot.
Yes.
I want to be put in the pot.
It's crab season. I thought about crabs.
Look, what? This is why I have to keep y'all on track. Y'all's mind is...
So what's up, y'all? We're happy to be here having a good time today. And, what we've been talking about the last few weeks is just what are you doing with your money? Productivity versus activity, moving around or actually moving forward. And we talked a lot about what you can do with money, what money is for, why money exists. And lately, the last few things we were talking about is the fact that there's five stages of your money. It's not having enough, and we've all been there at times. Having just enough, or having abundance, or more, or extra. And then going from having extra to spending in a way that creates wealth and riches, and then generational wealth and riches. And so we've been kind of just hanging out at this abundance place to where, we scream broke at times that we got just enough money to get by. We're excited about it. I don't have any extra money, but at least baby, the bills are paid and we got some food in the house. We got gas till Friday, but we don't have anything extra. And then extra comes in, and I'm here with Miss Martha. Say, hey, Martha.
She's getting prepared.
You got to come closer, Martha. You got to come closer.
Hello. Your dreams too.
Hello. So I was talking with Martha yesterday, and it's her birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, baby.
Good, too, y'all. Yeah.
And so she said, I'm getting some birthday money, and I'm probably going to wind up with a great bit of it from my sons and the friends that I have. And so I said, okay. And Martha's one of our coaching clients, which is why we wanted to have her here. And if, you know, I don't, Martha, tell the people how old you are if you don't mind.
I am 56 years young.
56 years
but
young.
But looking 30.
And she looks 30. I mean, yes. And that's on the real, for real. And so we've been working with her finances. And when we first met Martha, she was like, you know, I'm too old to get started. Or, you know, at my age, I don't know. And a lot of habits I got to break. And, she, you know, she was a little bit discouraged. But it was very encouraging that she was actually sitting there with me and chatting about it. And she said, I'm going to get some birthday money. And I said, okay, Martha, so with that birthday money, you're going to have some extra. You're going to have, you know, you're going to have a little bit of abundance. And I said, definitely take a little bit of that. And we have it priced out. I said, put some of it in your emergency fund. Put some of it in your miscellaneous fund. I said, and then spend a little bit on yourself. But don't go crazy. I said, and when we meet again next week, let's see how much of it we have left and what you want to do with it. And I said, and if you continue on the path that you're on, in this abundant stage, you'll never ever go back to just having just enough. Because when you have extra, if you spend it right, you spend in a direction that keeps you ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying? And she's already got some investments. She's working on her business. You know, we had a great meeting the other day with somebody. Just a whole lot of cool stuff going on. But I wanted you to share a little bit about your experience when we first started talking about how to get you out of not having enough, having just enough, to having extra.
Okay. Basically, when I met you, it was like I knew I had to get to a place where when it comes to retirement or when I get ready to just stop work, I needed to have more than what I was making or bringing in.
Okay.
So, you know, when we talked, you talked to me about, you know, what I was bringing in and what I was doing with it, basically. And it was, I needed some direction.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to get to a place where I needed to budget. It wasn't like I didn't know how to budget.
Right.
But it was always like I didn't have enough to do what I needed to do when it comes down to retirement. And I knew about, you know, 401k. I knew about a lot of stuff, but it just to place it and put it on paper like you showed me and to do this each month and do that and place it to let the money talk instead of me talking to the or telling the money. You told me to tell the money what to do for me.
Instead of letting the money tell you
tell me what to do instead of going shopping and getting shoes. And,
right.
And you know, and I had enough of that.
Oh, that's why I haven't had my meeting with you yet.
That's why?
That's why.
You don't want to stop buying shoes?
Yeah, so it wasn't, you know, enough shoes, enough clothes, enough this. But I needed to be in a place where when I retire that I have enough to do what I needed to do. I also wanted to create some type of wealth so that I could leave with my children and my grandchildren.
Absolutely. And I think that those two things, especially you said, for my retirement. And I think not enough people realize one day you will stop working.
Yeah.
Or you should.
Right.
And, you know, just the name of the show, Financing Your Future. And it really is that. I have to finance my future. So when I get there, it's paid for. And I see people that make a whole lot of money never finance their future. They're always financing their today. Mm-hmm. You know, and they don't finance their future. And I'm talking about, I met a guy the other day, we were chatting, and he was like, yeah, my mom, they got to sell the house, and they got to downsize the car, and my dad may have to go get a job. But watch this, but when they were working, they're making $200,000-$300,000 a year, but they just didn't finance the future. They spent it all today, they stayed in having just enough, never a surplus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, so... I'm going to interrupt real quick. Mr. Joseph, I think we're going to give away some free consultations today. I think this is a great day to kind of give people an opportunity to call in and say, hey, I need help retiring. I need help planning. I need help budgeting, all these wonderful things. So if you would like a free consultation, you can give us a call 904-831-1079. And don't forget about our reception next Saturday and seminar. They're going to have some really great tips there. We will all be there. You can meet us. You can greet us. And you can learn all these things in person. Charles Boyette will be there. Joseph Talbert Jr. will be there. I'll be there. Miss Tiffany will be there. there. And so it's going to be some really great tips. You'll get to see people who finished the Making Money Easy course. Yeah. You'll get to see them and see kind of the successes that they've had. I mean, one of the guys, he's done some phenomenal, phenomenal things. So you don't want to miss the meet and greet next Saturday. And give us a call here at the radio station, 904-831-1079.
Thank you, Miss.
One of the things Charles helped me realize is financing your future isn't just your retirement. Financing your future is, like, for the pool, deciding what you're going to do to make that pool happen. Do you save for it? Do you put it on a credit card? And so your future, you have definitive and micro goals that go along that future. It's not just your retirement.
Absolutely.
That's good stuff. And so and then she said she wanted to. So number one, kudos to you for realizing I need to finance my future. I don't want to have to work when I'm 65. You know, I don't want to retire and have to go get a job. And I want to make sure that there's enough money to sustain my lifestyle. And the way you live now, we're on a good track. You don't have a whole lot going out. You don't have a lofty lifestyle. We're on a good track to make sure that when you retire, you have enough coming in to support you. And so, so good stuff there. And then you said you wanted to leave something for your kids and grandkids. And that's phenomenal. And the cool thing is Charles, we took, how old is your grandbabies?
Elijah is 9 and Ivana is 6.
Okay, 9 and 6. We took those two young people to see our finance guy to set them up a investment account for their futures. So we got a caller. Good morning. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay. God bless you, sister or brother.
All right. So if you were listening in and you were that caller, please give us a call back. We would love to hear your question and provide you with that consultation. The number to call in is 904-831-1079.
So, yeah, we took her grandkids to see Nick Poe, one of our First Command Financial, one of our sponsors, to set them up their own investment accounts for their futures. And so, the little kid, the little boy especially, he was so excited to be 9 years old, sitting in that office, talking to this guy about his money and his future. He was jacked out of his mind. He was asking questions that at 9 I wouldn't have been thinking about. And they make their own little money. They get money for Christmas and stuff like that. They're not saving a whole lot. It's like $10 a month. But at 9 years old, to be putting $10 a month away in your own investment account, in your own IUL or whatever, that's amazing. So they're watching their grandmother.
All right, I think we have Miss Jackie on the line. So, Jackie, can you hear us?
I can.
Hi, how are you, Jackie?
I'm great. How are you guys this morning?
Doing awesome. What can we help you with, Miss Jackie?
I'd like a free consultation for myself and my 24-year-old.
Okay, awesome. What do you do, Jackie, for a living?
I'm a real estate investor.
A real estate investor. Great, great, great. And so you're making all the money. You just don't quite know what to do with it sometimes.
Well, I just started making some.
You just started making all of it. And you want to make sure that you put it in
good places.
She starts
on the right path.
Okay, good stuff. So stay on the line if you don't mind, Jackie. And Melinda will get your information and we'll give you a call on Monday to set up that free consultation, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. You have an amazing day.
You too. Thank you.
Awesome. And so I think that's really good what you're doing with your invest. You know, saying I want to leave something for the grandkids. When we're taking them over there, letting them see their grandmother do something different, and so they know that it's available to them to be able to do it. Really, really cool stuff. Like I was talking about your boy.
Yeah, I'm super excited to hear you say that. My son, we've had his first little account open since he was like 4, I want to say. Now, of course, he wasn't really involved in
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely.
But the conversations, if you start those conversations early enough in life, they steamroll. I mean, you want to set the kids off with the right mindset in life. And right now, you know, with my son, we're focused on, he's got, I don't know where he got it from, but he's got that entrepreneurial mindset.
I know.
Right? Right. And we've got 3 different business ideas that he's got going currently. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, of course, daddy's the main financier. But anyway, just kudos to you for getting them involved in that, because a lot of this stuff, finance stuff, is not taught in schools.
No.
And they aren't exposed to it until it's too late sometimes. And so to have them pointed in the right direction at such a young age is incredible. Kudos to you for that.
Awesome, awesome. So, and share a little bit about what your fears were, what your apprehensions were. For anybody that might be listening, it's like, I know I need to invest. I know I need to change some stuff, but I am older. What's the point? I'm already too old. All that kind of stuff. Talk about some of the things you used to tell me that we had to get over when we started working with you.
It wasn't really a huge fear, but I didn't want to receive a $800 check a month.
Mm-hmm.
That was something. It's just that one check, knowing that it was such other things that I could do,
right,
to be able to retire comfortably,
mm-hmm,
and to not just wait for that one check each month.
Stay on the mic.
Okay. Okay. And so, I was feeling like maybe I'm too old, you know, to, because you, when you get to a certain age, you look back and you think, you know, why hasn't this happened, or why hasn't I, you know, haven't my dreams haven't come past?
Okay.
And when you look, you know, at a certain age, and you're saying, well, am I able to do anything about it? And I thank God for Joe's, because I always told him when we first met, I wish I would have met you 20 years ago.
Yeah,
and he gave
me
a, because the position that I'm in now is not bad, but I would have been in a greater position if I would have met and knew the finance. And I went to college, and the things that he was showing me and teaching me, I knew, you know, I didn't know that, you know, I could do this and do this and do this. Not that I didn't, you know that you could put aside your savings and this and that, but it just wasn't, like you said, it wasn't taught in school.
Mm-hmm.
And in college, you know, you when you first get the credit card and you overspend and you get in debt, and the debt grows.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Debt grows.
Because we're also working with your credit right now. Thinking about this, Charles, mm-hmm, while we were working with it, she made some financial decisions with her credit, and we were like, what are you doing? You know, and so it made her credit score drop a little bit while we were working on it. And so, but not a big deal. She said, I see what happened. And we talked to the credit guy. I see what happened. So she's back on track. But the cool part about it is that we're getting it done. And she's learned about what you should spend on a credit card and the responsibility and things of that nature. But
all right. So this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call at 904-533-6154, or you can visit our website at harvestgroupinstitute.com. A quick spotlight to our supporting sponsors, and a reminder, if you're listening in and you would like to hear your name as a supporting sponsor, please give us a call, 904-533-6154. Are you ready to publish your book or get your message out to the world? Rack House Publishing can help. Call 904-401-6742 and speak with a writing coach now. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs and retirement planning. Nick is your wealth management expert. Call today, 904-269-8772. Kids in Capes, Inc., a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids safe from sexual abuse. Visit their website at www.kidsincapesinc.org. They have educational material and more information. Dr. Natalie Blum at Chiropractic Injury Solutions. She has a Southside and a Westside location. Give her a call, 904-300-3114, or you can visit online at chiropractorjax.com. Level up your business image this year with Exose, a premier marketing experience. For business cards, websites, and more, contact Exose at 904-316-7119 or www.jxjose.com. Jeremy McDonald of McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage. Purchase, refinance, or renovate, they are your one-stop mortgage shop. Call 904-442-3213. Remember to call the radio station today at 904-831-1079 with any questions.
Awesome.
And just tell us, you know, if you need help with your finances. And Mr. Joseph is going to tell you about all the wonderful events we have coming up.
I guess I'm going to tell you about all the wonderful events we have coming up.
Be obedient.
Right. Today, guys, we're having our free workshop for the Making Money Easy course. And if you want to go to that, it starts at 11:30.
All right, and then the Speakers Bureau. So if you like the way that I speak, join me today so that I can teach you some of the things. Well, that one I have to do because, you know, I just like my voice. So
yes, baby.
So we're going to have our Speakers Association meeting today at 1 o'clock. And Mr. Joseph is going to give you that address.
Okay. I'm going to start over. I can't just jump in. I'm not that smart, y'all. I'm really not. So at 11:30, we have the free workshop for how to make more money, how to increase your revenue. If you want to go to that, go ahead and shoot me a text at 904-533-6154, and we will shoot you the address. That's 904-533-6154 if you want to go to that free workshop for how to increase your revenue, how to make more money. If I were you, I would show up. If somebody's teaching me how to make a little bit more money, I want to hear it. For free, I at least want to hear what you're talking about. 904-533-6154. From 1 to 2, we have our Speakers Bureau. We're launching new speakers. And Miss Melinda Rackley, she's one of the most masterful speakers I know. She has the best and most pleasant voice. Mm-hmm. She will be there sharing with you guys how to increase your speaking game. And we're going to be showing you how to get more and more speaking engagements. And people who are actually in that Speakers Bureau, we're also going to show you how to get your book published for almost no cost to you. And so, you know, I'm telling you guys, like, connect with us. We are an organization that want to see you become fruitful. We don't just want to give you resources. We want to give you solutions. And so go ahead and shoot us a text, 904-533-6154, and we'll give you the address. So if you're interested in the Speakers Bureau, if you're interested in how to make more money, shoot us a text there, and we'll give you the address, 904-533-6154. And I want to share a quick story based on something that Martha said and Charles, that in school we didn't learn about money. Most of us didn't learn about money from our parents, most of us. You can't learn from money from our government. Most colleges don't teach about money. And any ones that do, they teach you a very basic and surface level because the guys teaching it, most of them are broke. I'm sorry if you are a professor. I honor your career.
But not your knowledge. I honor your career, but not your knowledge.
But watch this, though. I met a guy. He was down, and we were talking about his kid. I do coaching for parents and children as well. And so we were coaching for some stuff for his son, and I said, and so I kind of led him down a path, the dad. I said, man, you must have an amazing job that pays a whole lot of money. And he was like, no, not really. I said, well, at least you're making enough money so that if anything breaks down, you got more than enough to take care of it right then, and you don't have to wait till next week. He was like, no, I don't. I said, well, You at least must really, really, really like what you're doing and like the people you're working with, at least, then, since you're there. He said, well, no, man, not really.
Oh, my God.
But he says most people, though.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. So you don't really like the people at your job. You don't really like your job. And you don't really have enough money coming in to just kind of do what you need to do when you need to do without thinking about it. He was like, no, not really. I said, then why is that the path you're sending your son down? And he was like, what do you mean? I said, we're sitting here in these coaching sessions. You're telling your son, don't do what daddy did. I was in the game. Don't do what I did. Do something better, son. You said, you know, don't have a kid out of wedlock. That's what daddy did. Don't do that, son. Don't be a womanizer like daddy was, son. Don't do what I did. So every other place you failed in life, you tell your son, don't do what I did. I said, but in money, you know you're not where you want to be. You're not happy. And you're not saying to him, don't do what daddy did. You're saying, go do exactly what daddy did. Go to school, get your degree, get a job that you
and
don't
like. And be unhappy.
And be unhappy.
Thank me later.
And it's the one area that nobody is saying to their children, don't do what mommy did. Don't do what daddy did. Every place else we're saying, do better than us. Don't do what we did. But financially, we send them down the exact same path to mediocrity financially. So what I'm saying is you got to decide. And I'm saying that college sucks, you know, all together. My son is in college.
All together. Just a little part. Just a little bit, right.
My son. I'm in here. Well, me and Charles are in here with a bunch of ladies. So Charles got the good sense not to say nothing.
He's piping down.
He's married.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So he knows better, right? So my son is in school. You know, he goes to UCF. He's finished his third year. He's going into his fourth year. And I talk to him about, oh, you know, get good grades and do your thing. I call him up at, you know, 2 in the morning. He's in the library studying. That's amazing to me. I would never, ever, ever be that guy. I would be 2 in the morning. I'm sleeping. I'm in the library, but I'm under the table, you know. So I'm not knocking it particularly. But what I am showing these guys, even though they're going to school, is like, look, dude, this degree is not going to be the thing that sends you down that path of immense success.
No.
At least I make a good paycheck. Making a good paycheck is not going to be the thing that secures your future.
No.
It's knowing what to do with that money, how to keep that money, and how to turn that money into more money.
That's it.
All right, so as we're getting ready to wrap up this segment, I want to remind you again that this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call, 904-533-6154, or you can visit our website at harvestgroupinstitute.com. If you would like to be one of our supporting sponsors, if you just need help getting your finances together, we are your resource. If you want to write your book, whatever it is that you want to do, we can definitely help you. So I want to go around the room for our wonderful host and co-host and our visitor today, and give us your social media. Tell them how they can reach you and anything you want them to know as we're wrapping up.
Go ahead, Charles.
On Facebook, it's Facebook.com/CMBoyette, and on Instagram, it is official_CharlesBoyette.
Official.
Yes,
but there's a lot of Charles Boyettes,
but not
official. But not this one.
Official underscore Charles Boyette.
Right. And I want you guys to know, too, that we have in-house now the ability to work with your credit.
Yes.
In-house.
Charles, everything you need.
Has purchased the software so we can, we don't have to outsource it anymore. We have it in-house now, and we can make sure that your money and your credit gets to where it needs to go. Go ahead and say
I was just going to say, I've spent 22 years of my career dealing with finance, dealing with anything I've done has involved credit and the need for credit. And unfortunately, through the years, I would say on average 7 out of 10 people I come in contact with have some sort of issue on their credit that is keeping them from making a move right now. Doesn't mean they can't make a move down the road, but they need assistance getting there. And I was tired of saying no to 70% of people I talked to.
Wow.
Where's the solution for them? We created the solution.
So yes, we have that. So 533-6154. We also now have we're building our Facebook page, the Financing Your Future radio show Facebook page.
Yes, Facebook.
And so we're going to be building that up. You can always go to harvestgroupinstitute.com.
And come see us next Saturday. Come see us next Saturday. You know, we're going to have great resources. Like I said, we're going to have information, meet and greet. You can get to meet Mr. Charles Boyette. Shake his hand, but be ready because he is strong.
That is not true. Very weak.
And I'm telling you, we're going to have all the resources you need. We are a solution-based company. We're not just here to give you a bunch of resources. We have true solutions for you. So, Mr. Joseph, you ready to wrap us on up?
Yeah. So definitely be out there. And 4660 Salisbury Road is where the workshop will be, or the seminar will be next Saturday. So that meet and greet, that finance and leadership stuff, come check us out. Get to meet Charles. Get to meet Melinda. Get to meet Tiffany. Get to meet me. And that's 4660 Salisbury Road at the Wyndham Hotel in Jacksonville, Florida, off of JTB. That's going to be so much fun. Starts at 10 o'clock, from 10 to 3. And we're going to have lunch there. It's going to be a really, really nice time. If you want to come out to the class today, the free How to Make More Money, shoot us a text at 904-533-6154. If you want to come out to the and learn how to be a better speaker, get your book published, Learning from Miss Melinda Rackley, again, 904-533-6154. And we'll text you the address. We're going to be over on Gate Parkway in an office building that we use over there. So I'm excited to have Miss Martha in the building today. Thanks for coming out, Martha.
Thank you.
Tell the people bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Yes. I heard people are bringing tape measures for the arms to the workshop.
Don't do it. Don't
That's
do
what
it.
I heard. I'm just saying.
Don't do it.
Charles,
the cool part about Charles is I've seen Charles in a suit. And even in his suit, his biceps bust out of his
yes!
suit. It's like, I've never seen a man wear a suit so well. So anybody.
Thank you, Joseph.
But don't forget, no homo. I don't
know. Oh, gosh. Did he just say that?
But we got to get off the air because we wild. I appreciate y'all's time and attention, man. Check us out every single week here at 10 o'clock. God bless you. Till next time, we love you. Drive fast and take chances.
Wear your seatbelt.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette. Here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Join us for Financing Your Future every Saturday morning at 10. Keep it with us on Praise 107.9.